Hello, podcast world. I'm Katie.
And I'm Claire.
And you're listening to Beers After Work, where we
drink beers maybe or something else after work.
After work.
And we talk about it.
And we talk about life.
Yeah.
Today we're drinking wine. Wine after work. I can't pronounce it, so Claire's
taking
the lead.
I'm going to go for it. It's called Grüner Veltliner.
It's Hungarian.
Hungarian wine imported through Napa, if you will. Dry white. It says specifically on the label, dry white wine selection.
2006, so aged.
Ooh, 6? 16.
Oh.
I wish.
2 years old, never mind.
It was only $10. I don't think it was from 2006, unfortunately. Anyway, before this, we also had frosé, is what they call it at the local wine shop. Frozen wine slushies.
So bomb.
So perfect for a day like today.
And they make it in a slushy machine, which I appreciate so much because it's like going to
7-Eleven,
but adult style.
Yeah.
I don't know what else they do.
They use fresh herbs, which I think is key to a good cocktail or slushie or whatever.
Sure.
Makes it so... For sure.
For sure.
We're on a Canadian accent kick, which we'll talk about later. Anyway.
The fresh herbs.
Fresh herbs in your cocktail. Yeah.
Oh.
Basil. The other day I made a basil gimlet where you muddle basil with sugar and lime juice. Mm-hmm. And you add gin. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And it is bomb.
I know all about gimlets these days.
Oh, yeah. You're the cocktender of the group.
I'm the coctologist.
Coctologist.
Refer to episode 2 if you don't know what we're talking about. Was it episode 2?
It might have been the first one. I think so.
I think it was the first.
Coctology.
Anywho, so this dry white is very good. We had slushy before while we made our notes.
Yeah. It was a nice way to wind down the day. It was another hectic day. These last two were
It's been wild.
Three.
It's been wild this week.
Yeah.
Coming off a great weekend, it's been tough to get back into real life. But, it's not. I mean, I need to make money, so I'm not gonna complain.
I'd rather just like be really busy and get back into the groove.
Just
rip off the band-aid.
Get thrown into the fire.
Yeah,
basically.
So two great analogies. Anyway, this weekend,
we both were out of town.
Yeah,
we both actually had the weekend off. I think that's the first time we've both had a weekend off in probably a year, at least.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah, it was nice. I went to Sheridan, Wyoming. And it was so much fun. I went and visited my cousins and my aunt and uncle, and we did the rodeo.
So fun.
And we did the street dance.
Gosh.
And let me tell you something.
Tell me.
Cowboys, man.
Oh, yeah.
They are something different.
Like, in what way?
Just so
what
kind.
Way? Oh, yes.
Well, not all of them. But they're just so kind. Like, I would get introduced to one, and they would take off their hat and look me directly in the eye, and just like...
Yeah.
And... What a sad situation we live in when I'm like, oh my god, he was so nice.
He looked me in the eye.
He said hello.
Oh my goodness. He didn't just text me.
You up? Message at 3:20 a.m. Which also happened, but that was not a
cowboy.
Different
story.
It was
different
so
breed.
Much fun. Mm-hmm. And it was just nice to... hang out with my cousins, you know, because usually I just see them during our family reunion when we're all trying to catch up with everyone at once.
That must be difficult.
So it gets really hard, and we communicate a lot through Instagram. We like to send each other memes through Instagram.
Of course.
Which is, in this day and age, it's like one of the most intimate forms of communication, I feel like.
I'm going to interject really quick. My mom...
You're interjecting for
us. I know.
Go for it. Yes.
Speaking through Instagram, my mom found out that her sister had a stroke because my cousin messaged her through Instagram and told her.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, why didn't someone just call you that a stroke?
Like
what is
this?
Do your
parents still have their home phone?
No.
Oh.
But everyone knows cell phone.
But
I don't know.
Still,
I was like, my mom told me the other day, she's like, I wouldn't have known if Kim wouldn't have sent me an Instagram. And I was like,
oh my gosh.
Your sister had a stroke.
Thank God for Instagram.
Anyway.
Jeez Louise.
I interjected. Yeah. I apologize.
That's all right. I do it enough. That leads me to what I was actually going to talk about.
Yeah.
So my cousins and I actually got together, and this is my mom's side of the family. And the women on my mom's side of the family are very, what's that word? Matriarchal? Yeah.
Matriarchs. They're all matriarchs.
Yeah. It's okay, very woman-driven.
Yes.
Family.
Appreciate it.
And we all like to talk, and we all like to talk over one another. And we talked about that this weekend. It's
oh,
so
my.
Funny because we will all have, we'll be having the same conversation, but we'll all be saying different things, and we'll all be talking at once, but we will also all be following what the other person
yeah.
is saying.
You have this sense of like what everyone else is saying, and what's going on,
yeah.
but you also want to
well,
say
you
what
want,
you want to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, exactly. And if you wait too long, then the subject will be changed. So you just got to go. You got to seize your moment.
Your
so,
poor dad. I imagine him when he met the family.
The
was like,
men and all
what
of the.
What is going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, all the men on that side are just, they just take the, like,
yeah.
way, way back seat. Did you ever do that growing up? Oh, no, you only had one brother.
Yeah.
So there's, like, the back seat and then the way,
way
back.
Way, way back, yeah.
That's where all the men go.
Drink my beer in the back.
So we were actually at the street dance one night, and I was introduced to someone that they knew. And I looked over at him at one point in the night, and his eyes were so wide, and he was just, like, slack-jawed, like, watching us because we were just, like, yipping, basically,
oh
at
God.
Each other. And he was just, like, mind-blowing. But it made me think of learning to talk in this setting with you.
Yeah.
I became so aware of how many times I will interject into your
truth.
Conversation. Or if you give me even the slightest pause, I have to like jump
to,
in
yeah.
and fill that
to
void and try to, I often find myself trying to fill or finish your thought for you.
Well, and that's hard because we've been friends for so long. So it,
like
I feel like you know, you do know where I'm going. You just,
I just did
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I blame the McCarthy side of the family
it's
for
in
that.
Your genes.
It's in my genes.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
You
but anyways.
Gotta, yeah.
Yeah. That was an eye-opening
yeah,
experience.
Eye-opening
it
for
was,
sure.
But it was fun. It was really funny.
Good weekend.
It was funny to
yeah.
realize that. I think something that they realize about me is when I'm on vacation mode. And not even vacation mode, just real life mode. Eating
yeah.
is always priority.
Oh, well, when is it not? I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know. For people, for normal people, I feel like it's not.
They don't care about eating or when they eat or what they
I
eat?
Think, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or it's just not like.
They don't want like the good lunch.
Yeah.
Or they don't, oh, they're just like, oh, I'll have
it's
some
like,
crackers
oh,
and that's fine.
So. We'll just find somewhere, and I'm like, no, let's find the
a
best.
Good, yeah. Let like, me get on Yelp for
yes,
a while.
Yes, exactly. So that was hard for me.
Yeah.
It's always hard for me to adjust to that sort of thought process.
Yeah.
But it was fun. We went and got French fries and tater tots.
Always
oh,
makes
and
feel
let
better.
Me tell you about these cheese sticks we had.
Oh,
so
I love
they,
cheese sticks.
It was not your typical mozzarella stick.
Okay.
It was called a cheese stick, so it was pepper jack cheese.
Oh, different.
And they wrapped it in a wonton wrapper.
Okay.
And then fried that.
Oh, my God. Yum.
It was so simple, but, ugh.
The wonton, I bet, was just, like, flaky
yes.
and crispy.
And the cheese is, like, so much creamier than mozzarella.
Yeah.
Like, that gets stringy.
Oh, yeah.
I still have dreams about them. At one night when we came home, after a while, I ate it cold.
Why
I couldn't
not?
Help myself. That
but it was still
tater tots in this Cajun ranch. I was like in heaven.
I was gonna ask, what did you dip that in? Cajun ranch.
It was so spicy.
Oh, who cares?
And I was so happy after I had whiskey or whatever it was.
Whatever
honestly,
you were drinking.
I don't know what I drank. But anyways,
that, you
were
on vacation.
Was
sounds
that
like
was
a fun
my
one.
Weekend. You also were on vacation.
I was on vacation.
What kind of food did you eat? Because that's always my question.
Where did you go?
Where'd you go? What'd you eat?
Yeah.
How good was it?
The problem with this vacation was we were trying to save some money. So we actually camped along the way. We drove from Montana to Whistler, Canada, which was a, that's a story in itself. It was a long drive.
But at least it was pretty.
It was very pretty. I wish we could have been able to enjoy it a little bit more and, like, hike around and
explore. You know,
go to the lake. There was a lake literally, or a river, along the entire route, which is insane. It was very beautiful. But we were trying to save money, so we packed breakfast and lunch. We took my parents' camper. So I made a quiche.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yum. Great way to, like, travel with breakfast is
also
cold quiche.
Who would make a quiche other than you? Literally no one else.
I asked Gary, I was like, what should we have for breakfast? He's like, cold quiche, done.
He like, had okay. it ready.
He knew.
He knew.
Yeah. And he said this quiche was my best quiche.
Yes, Gary.
He appreciates me. But I was nervous because I read over, like, what you can bring in and not bring into Canada.
Oh, across the border.
Duh. Yeah, I didn't even think. You know, it's Canada, but technically it's an international border.
Hmm.
And so I read all these blogs, and they were like, you can't bring in meat product unless it's, like, you know, sandwich meat that has a label on it or...
Like, all prepackaged kind of stuff?
Yeah. So I made a homemade quiche, and I was like, I don't want to get it want it to be confiscated. Because like,
they're just going to eat it.
I know, they're going to enjoy
it.
They're going
to get the best quiche
ever made. Yeah, exactly. Because there was bacon in there, and I'm not supposed to take bacon across the border.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway.
Did you get it across?
Yeah, he asked if we had alcohol and tobacco and firearms.
Oh.
And so he didn't even mention food.
So you're anyway. Fine.
So we ate the quiche, and it was really good.
Where'd you go? You had a... What were we just talking about? Fried chicken sandwich?
Oh, yeah. That was in Whistler. So we moseyed along. It was like a three-day trip. And yeah, honestly, the food along the way wasn't, like, all that great because it was, like, turkey sandwiches and quiche. But once we got there, I was like, okay, we're here. We need to treat ourselves a few times. So we went out to breakfast once and got some really great pastries. And I love a good pastry for breakfast.
Who doesn't?
Butter and carbs. Oh. Like, I don't know why that would be a bad thing. We had a really cool, like, brioche bun that had a hard-boiled egg in the center.
Uh-huh.
And then there was bacon, like, rolled into it, and then cheese melted on top of the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
I was
in heaven.
Floored. Yeah.
Ugh.
It was very good. And then we went out to eat for dinner. We were there for a wedding, so it was a rehearsal dinner, and we got there too late to enjoy all the free food.
Oh, rats.
I know. But we ended up, I don't think we ended up paying for our food, to be honest. The groom was like, put it on the tab.
He was wait, yeah, himself. He it didn't was his care. Weekend.
Yeah. So I got a salad because I felt like I needed some vegetables.
After all that.
Yeah. Quiche.
Turkey meat.
Yeah. Prepackaged turkey meat. But Gary got this fried chicken sandwich that he has been obsessing over ever since. He sent me a message via Facebook and he found this recipe. He found this recipe on Bon Appetit for like the perfect fried chicken sandwich and the slaw and the brine, and he's so
ready.
Jacked about
he's
it.
He's ready to
I
recreate.
Appreciate, yeah. I like love that he loves to do that because
and he's like so motivated and excited.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
But I don't like I think he needs me to like execute.
Actually do it.
Yeah.
he's like he's Claire, the idea man.
Yeah. Let's do this. And I'm like, okay.
Let's act yeah, you. Yeah.
So you will make me a drink while I cook your food. Okay.
Oh, there you go. I like that.
It works out.
Yeah. Anyway, you went for a wedding.
We're there for a wedding.
How was the wedding?
It was fun. It was very hot.
Yeah.
But
your romper was to
on point.
Die.
Thank
I
you.
Need to borrow that.
Yeah,
but I feel like it
cute.
Won't look the same on me.
Well, it'll be like full pants instead of like the capri. Wear some heels and I'll probably
there
look
you go.
Fine. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun to catch up with all our friends. The ceremony was short and sweet, which I always appreciate. The reception was long. It was a double wedding, so there was speeches on speeches on speeches.
So bizarre.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe I'm just too selfish.
All I want is a dance party.
Yeah.
I want just, like, good food, free drinks and a bomb dance
and
party.
And, like, even at a normal wedding, I feel like the speeches and the dances and all that so kind of stuff long. Can drag on. Blah. I can't imagine doing...
Double.
Yeah. Uh-uh. No thanks.
So then the music started, and I was so stoked on that.
Like, just ready to go.
Yeah. I had quite a few drinks in me, so I was really ready to go. But the DJ kind of sucked, and I was...
That's actually...
The worst.
The worst. Yeah. At a wedding, especially.
Yeah.
That will, like, kill a wedding.
Kill a wedding.
The food and the DJ, I feel like. That's what people remember.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to talk about that more later. We can be done with that. We had exciting weekends.
We both had great weekends. We ate a lot of food. And actually, so when I was in Sheridan, I remembered, because we went downtown and did the whole little downtown thing, which is honestly hard for me. Are you getting more wine?
I'm getting more wine.
Yes, I appreciate you so much. Yes.
Okay, tell me.
So we did the whole downtown thing, which is fun, but I'm just not a huge window shopper because I like to real shop.
Yeah.
And I have no money.
And when money. You have no money,
it's not really sad. Fun. So I was like just on a mission for food. And then I remembered way back in the day, the first time I ever had a fried pickle was in Sheridan, Wyoming.
Fried pickles.
Fried pickles.
God, how can you go wrong?
You can't.
Yeah.
Except you might. You might be able to. And this is what I'm going to present to you.
So
I brought fried pickles.
Okay.
So the first time I was ever served one, it came with peanut butter.
Interesting.
And I don't, like, it's a thing.
I mean, it's a pregnant, I've heard of it as, like, a pregnancy
like
thing.
Like, pickles and peanut butter.
But I don't know if I, like, normally would want that combination.
Yeah, so that, last time we talked about chips and chocolate, which we both already knew that we loved.
True.
We just know that it's kind of a weird thing.
Yeah. But
so
it's bomb.
I'm bringing you
fried I'm gonna try it.
Fried pickle. I can't talk. Fried pickle and peanut butter.
Okay.
I'm gonna try it with you because I've actually never tried it. I always dip them in ranch.
Oh well, see, I would def do ranch.
Right.
Okay.
So
peanut
we have
butter.
Fried pickle and peanut butter, and I'm gonna let you try it first because I'm really nervous about this.
Okay.
And then let me know how it tastes.
Do I do like a lot of peanut butter?
I think you need to do like a as if you're gonna
huge
dip
dunk,
it into
like
ranch.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. How is it?
I would eat that.
Seriously? Okay, let me try.
You have to.
I love peanut butter and I love pickles, but
that
I don't know about
that. Weirdly
this.
Good.
I don't know.
But I also like Thunder
Butters
and
orange juice.
It's good. It's like briny and salty, and then like the peanut butter is just creamy. I kind of like it.
No.
No?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No. Oh, God. Ew.
Oh, my God. I would like eat another one.
No.
I'm going to. I thought that was bomb.
Mm-mm. Oh my god, I need to chug this wine.
Okay, I say.
That was awful.
Go for it.
No. If you like pickles, do not eat that. We also have Green Goddess to dip the rest of them in.
We made extra fried pickles just to snack on.
I mean, if you're gonna make fried pickles, might as well
make a
them.
Lot.
Yeah, no, I would not do that again.
Oh, yeah.
Not my favorite.
Well, now we know.
So we used organic peanut butter and dill pickle.
We did.
I wonder if you did, like, a different combination of those two things, if it would be better
or
worse.
Yeah, I mean, if we did, like, a cornichon is, like, a sweet pickle.
Ooh, which
I don't.
But
I wonder if
the
sweetness,
the peanut butter
would be a little bit better.
A little bit better than the dill.
Pickles are briny. Like, that's the flavor that you get is salty briny. Katie just had a regular fried pickle and she's in heaven. The first time I had a fried pickle was at the Alaska State Fair.
Really?
I kind of forgot about this.
When your brother was living up there?
Yeah, we visited and we went up to Fairbanks?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was in Anchorage. I forget.
Mm. I've been there.
You have. Chasing a boy.
Well,
he paid for the trip. He was bullying you. Okay, well, you know, we're going to think of some other food combos to try next time, but There's something else that you have never tried.
It's true, which is weird for me because I love Coke so much.
You do.
Obsessed.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I wouldn't say I don't drink one every day. I don't, you know.
No, I don't.
It's
drink
not
one
like
every
that.
Day,
but every once in a while, like all you want is a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
That you have never
just
had.
Coke, but I've never had a Mexican Coke.
You haven't.
And I don't understand what the difference would be.
The sugar is like real.
Mm.
I mean, it's high fructose corn syrup in Coke.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Oh, we didn't talk about our for sure we were going to. So, because Claire was in Canada, we were talking about Canadian...
Accents.
I listened to Off the Vine podcast with Caitlin Bristow, who I'm obsessed with.
Shout out.
Make us famous. Just kidding. No, I'm not. She had her sister on, and they're from Canada. And one of the things, I guess, that is very Canadian, which I never knew because I feel like we say it a lot in Montana, is,
for sure.
And now that I know that it's supposedly quote-unquote Canadian, I've realized how often I say it.
Yeah.
Multiple times a day. Oh, but for sure.
We're, like, very close to the border, so I feel like it's just an influence.
That's true.
But maybe it's the way you say it. For sure.
Oh, for sure.
The one thing I picked up on was you emphasize the O, or the, it's a hard O, maybe.
Uh-huh.
So I heard a girl say, oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
I can't say it. Sorry.
It's so strange to me. I'm sorry.
I love it.
Sorry.
I'm just still obsessed with, for sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Oh, I was talking to the bride at the wedding, and she kept saying, she'd ask us a question.
Because she's Canadian.
She's Canadian. She was like, oh, yeah, the mountain biking around here is phenomenal, yeah? Or A. Like, she wouldn't really say A, but she would say yeah.
It's like her Americanized version.
Yeah, like she's trying to maybe, like, hide the fact that she's saying A. Oh, yeah, this is great, eh? Great, yeah?
Great, yeah.
It's just funny. Like, we're so similar, we're so close, but there are some definite differences.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Jesus, I can't stop.
I cannot stop myself. Anyway, so Mexican Coke.
Yeah, so I really want Katie to try one, so I'm going to go get one.
And I'm not going to stop you.
Yeah.
I crave Coke, especially in this, I don't know what it is about the summertime, that I just always really want a Coke. Like, more so than I ever do in the winter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and this is in a bottle.
They're always in a bottle. It's Mexican.
I feel like Coke out of a bottle is, like,
better.
Yeah. It's more authentic.
Oh, it's so good. It's so much better.
Oh, my gosh.
It really is.
There's a definite
difference. Yeah.
For sure.
We were talking about the difference between Diet Coke and Coke, and I was like, okay, if you're gonna like eat a hamburger, like why bother with
just
a Diet Coke?
Yeah, just
drink a regular Coke.
And honestly, I'm always about, like, if you're gonna indulge
in soda,
just go. But then also, like, we are of the mindset that soda or pop is an indulgence and not an everyday beverage.
True.
So maybe that makes a difference, but
if I didn't care about the calories and I had to choose, I would do this every time.
I can't stop eating these pickles.
You're gonna hear a lot of like food munchy noises.
Okay, fried pickles and peanut butter, I say no.
I say go for it.
Fried pickles
if you're
and
pregnant.
Ranch. Yes.
Yes. Or
Mexican Coke.
Beer cheese. We make a bomb beer cheese here.
Ugh.
I would dip that in beer cheese.
We should probably get some.
I know.
Next time.
Mexican Coke. Two
yes.
thumbs up. And I'm going to just reiterate, I cannot believe you've never had that.
I know, me neither.
Okay.
I'm just so uncultured, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Never been to Mexico.
Anyways, so
after
last
all that,
week.
Sorry, you go.
We kind of did a health challenge of sorts.
Yeah. And you said you wanted to be sure to wear sunscreen.
I did,
all the time.
Yep.
How do you feel that went for you?
It didn't.
It didn't, okay.
It did not go. I was actually really good about trying to put it on my face.
I feel like that's the most important area anyway.
And other than that, I was so bad.
Yeah.
And even when presented with the opportunity to put sunscreen on, you would passed. Find myself passing on it and I then know. Remembering, like, oh, shit,
I should do this.
Yeah, so that was a failure.
So well, I still to work towards.
As, like, a personal goal, I still would like to, but as a week challenge.
Complete failure.
Like, crash and burns. Like, oh, it was bad. It was bad, Claire. It was bad.
Okay. Well, it's something to work on. It's
something to work on.
I have a challenge for you in this next week, and I think we can actually do this.
Let's hear it.
I think we need to drink 1 gallon of water every single day.
Yowza. That seems like a lot of
it
water.
It seems like a lot, but over the course of a day, I mean, we wake up at 6 and we go to bed at, well.
Well, we wake up at, some of us wake up at 5:30. That extra half an hour.
I know. You can get a whole pint of water in you.
So what you're saying is I have an advantage.
Yes. I mean, over the course of however many hours, 16 hours that we're awake.
We should be able to. How, so.
So I think we should take, take a 16-ounce cup.
Okay.
We're going to drink 8 of those a day.
Okay.
So maybe a good goal would be to do 4 before, like, noon or 1 o'clock, and then 4. And I think it's really important to drink, like, a whole glass of water, like, before you go to bed, between, like, dinner and bedtime.
That would be, like, at least just 1 an hour,
yeah,
basically.
That's not that hard.
No, that's not that hard at all, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
I think the hardest would be on the weekends. Like, on my normal schedule, on the weekdays.
When you're in your, like, day-to-day.
In my zone, I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. I think my biggest challenge is going to be going to the bathroom.
I know. There's
like,
some
I'm
days.
I'm scared that I'm going to have to, like,
pee all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Worry about a gallon of water a day.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Cheers.
Cheers. We'll do it.
We'll do it.
Okay.
We'll let you know
how it goes.
How it goes. I'll report back about how many bathroom breaks it takes.
That'll be a sub.
I'm actually really excited because, I mean, you read all those articles about the importance of water just on, like, your outwardly appearance, let alone your, like, I don't know, Claire's having troubles, which is great because I'm about to introduce your next segment. So.
Tell me about it.
Last week, we talked about me.
We did.
Who knows what we talked about? It's like fucking different from day to day. Jesus Christ, I can't even keep my own life straight. I don't know how anyone else keeps track of me. Anyways, it's easy to keep track of Claire's life.
I don't have a lot going
on. So, let's talk about you. You went to a wedding this weekend.
I did, and that always...
simultaneously planning
a wedding.
Your own wedding.
I always get so, like, inspired when I go to weddings. Like, that period in the summer when you go to all your weddings, like, you really have a lot of thoughts
you
about
like
what you
like,
want.
Yes, yes, yes.
No.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So I always get, like, all those feels. And we're touring our wedding venue tomorrow night.
Mm.
It's in town,
quote unquote. It's a little out of town, right?
It is a little out of town. It's on a ranch.
I can't stop.
Katie's still eating the pickles.
Bless you.
Sorry, I keep sneezing. I guess I just am like...
It's an outdoor?
It's an outdoor wedding. I'm sorry, I'm still sneezing. What is wrong with me? They're building a barn at the venue, so it's going to be like... There's going to be a shelter in case of weather or anything, you know, we'll have an opportunity
In July, it should be...
It should be fine.
But you never know.
You never know.
Storms.
In Montana. You literally never know. I'm trying to compile all these questions and, like, try to knock them all out when we're there. And we're bringing, like, our families and siblings and stuff like that. So hopefully they can help us out.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
So what do you think from this wedding you would, like, what was one thing yes and one thing hell no? Okay. Let's start with the hell no, because I know about the hell no.
The hell no is a bad DJ.
Yeah.
Like, be picky about it.
It really is make or break. Like, that's what your guests really remember.
I know. Is the party.
Yeah.
I mean, the ceremony is great, and it's sweet, and everyone cries.
Yeah.
But, like, you really just want to, like, have fun with your friends
and
your family.
You remember the time when you let loose and, like,
yeah.
get to really interact yeah. with everyone.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we have a good DJ in mind. It's someone that our friends have used in the past, and we're, like, really happy. And I know him from our childhood. We're friends
oh,
with
yeah.
his sister, Shane.
Yeah. So what about this DJ
that was so bad?
What made him bad, do you think?
So he would play some really fun songs, and everyone would get on the dance floor and, like, cheer and, like, dance, and they were so excited. And then he would change it to something completely different, and mm-hmm. everyone would just, like, stop.
Right.
And he would keep playing those songs that sucked. And I'm like, okay, if this one song was great.
Take a couple cues.
Yeah. And I was requesting songs left and right.
Of course.
Yeah.
As you or I would.
Yes. And I talked to him, and I was like, okay, how about some funk music or Michael Jackson? And he said, yeah, of course. Absolutely. And then I walked away and nothing.
Ugh, that's so... I've been to a wedding like that, and it literally... It kills the mood.
It does.
And not only does it kill everyone's mood, but your specifically, like,
yes.
your spirit is, like, a little crushed. Because
yeah.
you're like, oh,
I wanted that song so bad.
I wanted that one song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rats.
He did play one of my requests, and again,
everyone loved it.
I know. And
was it,
like,
Backstreet Boys?
No, I think he just played that on his own, unless
oh.
someone else requested it.
What was your request?
Fishing in the Dark,
oh,
which I love that.
Classic.
Yeah. Great
everyone,
to dance
and
to.
And everyone loves, like, everyone at least knows the chorus.
Yeah.
You can dance to it. You
yeah.
can just, like,
you
sway
feel,
to it.
The lyrics are so perfect.
So much fun. So much fun.
Anyway, so we're going to focus on a good DJ.
Good DJ. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
As a member of this party, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Katie's a crucial member of the dance party.
As I am at every wedding
yes.
I go to. So, apart from wedding planning, because, I mean, you're going to be doing that for a while, what is something specific that happened in your relationships lately
oh, yeah.
that you feel is, like,
yeah.
relatable?
This is great. And I feel so bad. We were hanging out at home the other night, and I think I was home first, and so I was watching some shitty reality TV show, and, Gary got home, and he changed the channel, because the Home Run Derby was on, and he was, like, so excited to watch the Home Run Derby, which I get, like, it's a cool thing in sports, I guess. I don't really watch a lot of sports, but, so I was going to give him some time with the TV because I had been home for a while. And I was
sure.
Like, hey, he needs some time.
Fiance.
Yeah. But I knew in the back of my head that I had a show recorded that I really wanted to watch.
Which was?
Southern Charm.
Yes.
And I love it. I love my stupid reality. But Gary actually
tolerates.
He gets a chuckle out of that show.
I mean, that's what they're designed for.
I know.
For.
It's entertaining.
It is entertaining.
And he gets a little invested in the characters.
Yeah.
He's always asking me, oh, is that the guy that did this? And,
yeah,
you know.
It's silly.
Yeah. So I asked him, okay, well, maybe when we eat dinner, can we watch the season finale of Southern Charm?
Which you had recorded.
I had recorded, yeah. And he gave me and I was like, come
but
on, you'll
laugh.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, that's fine. I was like, well, why don't you just record the Home Run Derby?
And you can watch.
Watch it later, because
right.
inevitably I'm going to go to bed probably shortly after we eat.
Probably 30 minutes.
Yeah. And he's like, great idea. So he, like, set the recording. We watched Southern Charm, ate dinner. And he was, like, very quick and excited to get back to the Home Run Derby. And so he clicked on the thing. And it, like, flashed and didn't work.
Oh, no.
It flashed and didn't work. He's like, what the bleep? Like, this isn't working. And I was like, maybe just go, like, maybe do it through a different
and
channel of some.
And he probably didn't want any of your help
yeah.
at this point.
He's like,
that didn't work. I don't know why it would work for you. And I was like, can I just see the controller? It's not going to work for you. I don't know. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry.
I wanted to watch the other jar.
And my show was recorded, and maybe I should have just not. Maybe you should have just waited. I feel so bad.
Oh.
I apologized a lot.
But he got it. He was fine. Didn't he?
I don't actually know.
Oh, to be continued.
Yeah. We'll figure that out.
But we have always been so invested in reality TV.
I know.
That's
we
kind
love...
of what sparked our podcast, I feel like.
Yeah, because we thought we could do it better than reality.
Well, not better, but we always thought that we could be, like...
Entertaining.
Yeah. And, like, we could totally be on our own show. So, recently, I really have been invested in the Bachelor/Bachelorette franchise, which you used to be for a while.
Yeah, and then I stopped getting, like, local channels, so I didn't watch it,
and
but
now
I still love it.
I am so invested, and it's Becca's season right now, and Will's. Ugh, Will's was my favorite.
Wait, which one was he? I watched, like, two episodes.
He wore, like, wild outfits. He wore a man romper, cheetah print man romper, but he pulled it off so well, like, you would not even, like... notice.
Fantastic.
And he was just, like, so chill, like, so laid back. Like, anytime there was drama, he'd always just kind of, like, remove himself from it. Like, ugh.
And she let him go?
She let him go. Aww. And I've been heartbroken ever since.
So now who you're going for?
Blake. Ugh. Blake is... They're in love.
Oh.
Like, they are for sure in love.
Where is he from?
Colorado. Of course I know. I follow him on
Instagram.
And
what does he do?
Garrett is a medical sales rep. I don't remember what Blake does. Something along those lines.
But they're in love.
But Blake and Becca are for sure in love. But I really want Wills to be the Bachelor, because if he is, I'm going.
You are?
Yeah. I'm going.
Well, I think that leads us to our next week's podcast, and that is Katie filling out the bachelor application as a girl
applying for the Bachelor for Wills.
Okay, so next week
we're gonna try and fill it out and
see what Katie's response is to these awesome questions, and let me tell you, these questions are prime.
Claire has gone through and picked out a couple,
and I'm gonna tell you what I think, and then Katie's gonna tell us. Well, I think you should go first. Katie will tell us what she thinks her response to the questions would be, and then I will interject with my own
response for me.
Yeah,
I'm excited. It's gonna be fun. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Well,
and then we'll recap our water challenge.
Yes,
1 gallon a day.
1 gallon a day. I already have to pee, so I don't know how that's gonna go. All that Mexican Coke will really run right through you.
Okay.
Well, thanks for tuning in. Our fourth episode down.
I feel like we're getting the hang of it. Yeah.
Maybe we're getting worse. Maybe.
You tell us.
I don't know. Also, we would love to hear from you. So, if you follow on Instagram, that's the one we check regularly.
Truth.
Leave a comment on our latest picture of the, say it?
Grunewaldliner.
Leave a comment on that pic. And let us know what you want to hear and what you think, and we'll get to podcasting hopefully next week.
Cheers, friend.
Cheers.